Doc did not like this advice about how to treat her, and we break it down for you next.
Welcome to the Dating Women Podcast. Featuring the timeless coaching of Doc Love, the author of The System, better known as The Dating Dictionary, the book that has positively changed the lives of thousands around the world. Find out more at DocLove.com and enjoy your free podcast. A new fresh show is delivered to you every Saturday. Now, here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Doc Love, the man that interviewed thousands of women in his lifetime, asking them why they chose one man versus another, breaks down why some advice about how to treat her is way off base. What Doc learned from women is taught to you on this podcast, which was ranked as a top 30 dating podcast. Don't forget about your free 7-day dating course at DocLove.com/course. But to really change your life for the better, get Doc's book at DocLove.com/system. All right. Let's find out why Doc did not like this advice on how to treat her.
Anyway, here's how to treat your woman. Pay her a compliment. Telling her you love her new dress, a new shade of lipstick is great, and implies that you notice little things that she does to make herself look well. Anyway, you never use the love word. I don't love anything. You don't say I love your new dress. You say you look very nice today. It's a generalization. Two. Say something original. I miss the way your perfume smells when you get close to me. I mean, I don't go for this. I want you to show a woman through your actions. I don't believe in verbiage. I don't believe in talking about flowery things, mushy things, and about love. Plus, it's anti-challenge. Now, here's something else. Be chivalrous, which is good. Chivalry is far from being a dead art, and women still love it. Open her car door, pull out the chair at the restaurant, offer her your jacket if it's cold. Whatever you do, she'll appreciate it greatly and return the favor tenfold. Comma, she will appreciate it greatly and return the favor tenfold. This is what he leaves off, half-truth. If she has high interest level, and if she's a giver, givers with high interest level will return the favor tenfold. But if she has low interest level, and she says, why is this guy doing all this stuff for me? I don't know, I could care less. So that's what you got to think about. Is this is what I call, again, that we talked about this last week, the sin of omission. They leave something out. Okay, here's another thing. Invite her to go out with you and your buddies. Well, if your buddies are a bunch of clowns that like to drink beer, why are you bringing her around him? Your buddies are not going to raise her interest level. All they can do is lower it if one out of your three or four buddies is an idiot. And she says, you know, I like your three friends, but Carl, that fourth guy, he's a real jerk. So why are you bringing her around your buddies? Another thing here, take a trip together. Yeah, that's great. Take a trip. When? When do you take a trip? You take a trip after 6 months of going out with her. Because when things go wrong on the trip and you're trying to build a relationship, it's going to lower interest level. Again, guys, rush and push. I want you to do nice things. I want you to compliment the woman. I want you to give her gifts. I want you to take her trips. Just way later, not yesterday, like you guys think is the right thing to do. And that's what you got to do, is learn to put the brakes on, be patient, and spoon feed these things slowly.
You know, you can never get into trouble by having patience with women.
No, you can never. That's right. When you don't know what to do, like I said a little while ago, slow it down, boys. You don't know what to do. Don't do anything. But the ego wants to be proactive and get in there and fix things. You can't fix things in her little head. It doesn't work. And what happens is, indirectly, you take a bullet and end up, gee, I guess I shouldn't have said that, huh, honey? I guess I messed up. Oh, don't worry about it, honey. I'll just knock the interest level down from 88 to 84% for that one sentence. And next week, you'll lose another 5 points when you say something else stupid, because you don't have the dating dictionary.
Next week, DWP 442 will give you marriage lessons from a race car driver. And Doc thought this guy was right on the money. And if you agreed with Doc when listening to this podcast and you don't have the system at DocLove.com/system, what are you waiting for?
You've been listening to the Dating Women Podcast. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Catch us every week on Saturday for a new episode. Until next time, this has been the Dating Women Podcast.